Good morning. Let us open our Bible this morning. We read from Philippians chapter 4, verse 2. I urge you, Euodia, and I urge you, Syntyche, to live in harmony in the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning. We need your word to guide us, especially in the sense of living together in the church. We pray that the Holy Spirit make us clear what should we have and what should we do. And please speak to us, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. In other Bible, I mean other translation, I see there is a beautiful word, which is, they told me like this, I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be the same mind in the Lord. The same mind in the Lord. So, my topic this morning is talking about the mind in the Lord. It is a classical problem in the church. If we see, then we know the classical problem is disunity. The problem of disunity is already exists in the time of Jesus. For example, Luke chapter 22, verse 24, say like this, and there arose also a dispute among them as to which one of them was regarded to be the greatest. Because one of the disciples want to put himself as the greatest, then other disciples say, no, you are not the greatest. I should be the greatest. So there is argument. And then if all disciples are general, or maybe they have some soldier behind them, they should be fight each other. They have a problem of unity. The reason they have the problem of unity because they heard about the glorification of Jesus. Now, as the closest disciple of Jesus, they might thought after Jesus being glorification as the king, then they should have a good position among them. But the problem is, Jesus' disciples are 12. That means, who are be the second man? That's why they fight each other. They have this kind of thinking because they have different mind about the glorification. In their head, glorification means Jesus be the king. But in Jesus' mind, glorification means going to the cross. So, this unity among them start from different mind with Jesus. When Jesus talk about glorification, Jesus talk about the cross. But when the disciples heard about glorification, the disciples think, wow, Jesus will be the king. And then if Jesus will be the king, then I will be the second king, or the third king, or the fourth king. So we can see that the starting point of this unity among them, because they have different mind with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, the same thing after disciple, the first church, like Philippians, also have the same problem. That's why when Paul write the letter to Philippians, he said to Judea and Syntyche, I implore you, Judea, I implore you, Syntyche, to be the same mind in the Lord. If these two ladies have the same mind in the Lord, then they should be walk together and work together. But the problem is, they don't have the same mind in the Lord. What kind of mind that we need to have so that we can walk, we can work, we can stay together in the church? Let us open Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Therefore, if there any encouragement in Christ, if there any consolation of love, if there any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he exists in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I try to see what is the meaning of the same mind in the Lord. At the same time, when Paul talked the same mind in the Lord, he gave us good example. The good example is on chapter 2. We can see verse 5, have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus. In other translation, I see that let this mind be in you, which also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind. So what kind of this mind? There are three kind of mind that we need to have. Number one, in verse 3, say, do not from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard. Humility of mind. In other translation called lowliness mind. Lowliness mind means in attitude and in action. The second mind is on verse 7. But empty himself. In other translation, make himself of no reputation. From the word kenoko. From the word kenoko, if we study Christology, we can know that kenoko theory. Kenoko theory means Jesus is the Lord, but when he came as a human, he put his nature as the Lord he only used his nature as a man. But sometime, in very, very serious occasional, he saw himself as a Lord. But in daily time, he put aside. That's why when disciples talk about second coming, where will you come again? And he told disciple, no one know, only God know that. In this occasional, we need to know, he put himself as a man. He empty himself. That's called kenoo. The third one is verse 8. Being found in appearance of as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedience to the point of death. So, what kind of mind that we need in order living together, walk together, and work together? We need to have three minds. Number one, lowliness mind. Number two, make himself of no reputation. That means empty yourself. Number three is obedient, from the word hupakos. Hupakos means giving ear. So when someone talk to you, and then you put your ear, and then download everything from someone who talk with you, this is called giving ear. I try to understand how beauty these three kind of mind. First kind, lowliness of mind. If I have lowliness of mind, then I have no problem with Pastor Ricky, with Ben, with Jason, with all of you. Problem come when we don't have this kind of mind. Problem come when we talk, we are smart than other people. Problem come when we always look at ourselves higher than other people. If we have lowliness mind, we don't have problem with other people. People will love us. This number one. Especially in the sense of ministry. If you think that you are smart, then you are not. Then you should change your attitude. Because when you think you are smart, then you make the whole thing become worse. I don't know how to play music. But what I know, if a group band play together, is one of them think he is smart, then he will play alone. He forget other people. And you can hear how messy that group of music. We need to have lowliness heart. If we have this kind of mind, then we have no problem with other people. Second point, empty himself. When Jesus empty himself, then Jesus have no problem with himself. Because he really put everything what he have aside. He empty himself. That means he don't force himself. He can accept himself what he has. And the third point, he has obedient mind. Obedient mind, he don't have any problem with God. So beautiful. No problem with other, no problem with himself, and no problem with God. That's why God loves Jesus. That's why people love Jesus. Brothers and sisters, today we need to have the same mind in the Lord. That means we need to have lowliness mind, we need to empty ourselves, and we need to have obedience with God. One person, they maybe have two, they don't have three, they have problem. Or they have one, they don't have two, they also have problem. They should have three and then walk together. Lowliness, empty, and then obedience. Walk together. Like triangle. And then the same length. Triangle. That's why Paul told to Judea and Syntyche, you need to have this kind of mind. If you have this kind of mind, then no problem. Brothers and sisters, how we can have this kind of mind? First of all, you need to know that once you believe Jesus Christ, then the Bible said you are the Son of God. Then the mind of God is already in you. You have it. God already gave the beauty seed in your new life. That's why 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 said, you are new creation. New creation means you have new mind. New mind in the Lord. Second thing, Trinity God work in you so that you can have this mind grow and grow. Number one, God work in you through the Bible. Let's see 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. God, through the Bible, work in you through the Word of God. Jesus in heaven pray for you. What kind of praying that Jesus offered to us in heaven? Let's see John chapter 17. Verse 17 till 19. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you send me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. For their sake, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also may be sanctified in truth. I believe this kind of prayer had been prayed then, always praying for us till today. And then the third one is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit work inside ourselves so that we can have the same mind in the Lord. John chapter 16, verse 13 said, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth, and for He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. Holy Spirit work in you. So brothers and sisters, it's very, very beautiful to us. God the Father, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit work together in order to put His mind in our life. That's the second point. The third point, how we can have this kind of mind. Let's open Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. If you understand this first, then I believe your mind day by day will renew. Because this verse told us to present your body a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. In 1 Second, Paul said, be transformed by renewing of your mind. What does it mean to present your body a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God? Means you need to transform by renewing your mind day by day. If you have this kind of desire, then because of the love of God, then you will renew your mind day by day. Because this is what God want me to give to Him. Of course, in every worship, we put our money as offering. This not all our offering. Our offering is transform new mind and give it to Him. God will happy if He see us same with Him. Yeah. My mother-in-law just came from Indonesia to visit us. Every time she talk to us, she always said, "Ah, you have 2 children. All your children have same face with you." I say, "Of course, I am his father." And then one, she saw Samuel take a nap, and Samuel fit like this, put on sand. And she told me again, "You see, even when he slept, he has same kind leg with you." "Oh, of course, my son," I said like that. So I'm so proud, brothers and sisters, because these 2 son and daughter, same face with me. How beauty if we have same mind in the Lord. This is the real offering that God with from us. If in the Old Testament, God happy with Abel offering, then in New Testament, God will be happy when we offer our new transformed mind to Him. The last point, how this can happen to our life. Very practical. Let's open again Philippians chapter 4. Verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good, repute if there any excellent and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things." Start to think about, start to ask about, start to seek about, and God will lead you to have this kind of mind. My prayer this morning, so that we all in this room have the same mind in Christ. Once we have the same mind in Christ, wherever we go, we really a blessing for other people. We are the agent of peaceful for other people because we have the same mind in the Lord. Let's pray. Don't forget, 3 kinds of mind. Lowliness mind, empty yourself. And the last one, obedience mind. The good news is God already put this new mind in our life. God also worked together, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, so this mind can be transformed in our life. From our side, we need to have two things. Number one, we need to have desire to transform our mind, become God's mind, as a living sacrifice to Him. And then the last point, every day, think about this mind so that you will get it. Make this kind of mind is your purpose in your life. Pastor Ricky will lead us in worship this morning.
The God of the humble. You are the humble King. You are the God of the broken, the friend of the weak. You wash the feet of the weary, embrace the ones in need. I want to be Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God of the humble. You are the humble King.
Let's spend our beautiful time with God to bring intercession for our brothers and sisters who are in physical weakness. Yes, we pray for them by the power of Jesus Christ. All physical weakness will take away. Let's pray together. We also ask the Holy Spirit work among them, especially who are not believe Jesus Christ, so that from a miracle that happened in their life, they can see that Jesus is the Savior and they will open their heart. Please pray for the list of the name that needs salvation from Christ. sangat penyakit di dalam nama Tuhan Yesus dilepaskan. Terima kasih. Last one, we see that some of our brothers and sisters, they are looking for new job. We pray that God will lead them to find it. Let's pray for SPSG and also pray for SP Indonesia. We put these two church and pastor into God's hand so that God will lead them step by step in pastoring, in mission, and also in discipleship, so that every church member can grow and have the same mind in Christ. Also pray for local outreach activity. And the last one, we pray for evening activity like SPU or IP. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you because you always guide us step by step. Before we close morning prayer, we would like to pray for our senior pastor PSM and family who are in holiday and refreshing. We pray that God will lead PSM and family so that with this family time, he can download more and ready for new ministry in order to bring SP close and close to you, Father. Also, we pray that you will protect our church, especially from the attack of enemy. Enemy will happy to see the church become disunity. We don't want our church become disunity. We want our church united and then gather in one family so that people will know there is Christ in this church. That's why we pray that every brother and sister from SP Pray for them so that they have the same mind in Christ. Every time when we hear the word of God, we want to transfer ourselves close and close to you. Thank you, Father. And please lead our life, especially once we leave the church, when we go to start working or do all activity. Your guidance, your blessing, and your power go with us. Thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.